The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
The Oscars are coming up on Sunday night. Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent, is locked and ready for what should be an exciting night. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Well, can't top last year's. We're still talking about the slap from last year. But what are they doing to ensure that everything goes as smoothly as possible this year?
Well, they would wish we would stop talking about last year. The Academy, it's not their favorite subject, and they hope we all move on. We know that there will be some kind of mention or joke or something coming from Jimmy Kimmel, who's the host. They've talked about that. His wife and also executive producer, Molly McNerney, who's his head writer, has talked about that they will make some kind of joke about it and then move on. And then Jimmy Kimmel told me, he's like, look, this is not the year where you really need to worry about that happening again. It's kind of like, you know, to make a bad analogy, but like when there's a terrorist attack or something like that, it's not right afterwards you have to worry about it. It's a couple of years down the line.
Sure.
When everybody's defenses are down, right? So it's not something that he thinks is going to repeat, or nobody's going to rush the stage, or that's going to happen. But there is security and stuff in place to make sure that that would not happen again. Although Kimmel told me that if that is the case, he hasn't seen any of it, so he doesn't know where that security is. But that's the best thing about security, right? Or they're doing their job right if you don't see them. So we probably won't see any kind of extra enhanced security on the Oscars on Sunday night.
It's always a big show. It's always a spectacle. And there's always that one or two movies that seem to be the breakout, the one that gets talked about a lot on Monday morning. What movie would you advise us, if we haven't seen it already, to maybe watch between now and Sunday night?
Well, the one that's definitely the leader going into the clubhouse is Everything Everywhere All at Once. It is one just about everything that you can win: the Directors Guild Award, the Producers Guild Award, the Screen Actors Guild Award, the Writers Guild Award, the Critics' Choice Awards. I mean, it is just, it's almost run the table at this point. So you can expect that if you're, you know, in your office pool, if you're filling something out, that's the safe choice. It's probably going to win Best Picture. It's probably going to win a couple acting awards and some of the production awards as well. So I think it's very likely that the stories that I'll be writing for Monday morning will be Everything Everywhere All at Once wins the most. Now, there's always a potential for some kind of spoiler, something to happen, because one of the things about the way they vote for Best Picture is the preferential ballot system and the way they tabulate that, where the whatever is people put second on their ballot could actually end up winning. So that could be a Top Gun Maverick, if there's going to be a spoiler. That could be, there's a lot of buzz for All Quiet on the Western Front, mm-hmm. the German war movie that's on Netflix. So if it's not going to be Everything Everywhere, it could possibly be one of those two movies.
All that aside, Jason, what would you pick? What do you think, if you get a vote, what's your favorite film from last year?
Well, for my money, and I am a voting member of the Critics' Choice Awards, and I voted for Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think that's the best, most surprising. I like it in this day and age, when I don't know what's going to happen in a movie, I can't predict it. You know, I watch so many movies and TV shows every week. And so when something surprises me, and I think audiences out there value that as well, because everybody's watching so much stuff these days.
Yeah.
When you don't know where something's going, when it's completely surprising, it's something like Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it's also then got great acting. It's got a great story. It's emotional. It really has everything for me. And it's just weird, which I love as well. I love stuff that is just, it's a little bit strange. And Everything Everywhere All at Once is a lot strange.
All right. Well, that's the one to watch for on Sunday. Jason, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Sure thing. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.